狼和七只小羊。山羊妈妈和她的七个孩子住在森林中的小屋里。有一天，山羊妈妈要到森林里去找吃的。她叮嘱七个孩子说：孩子们，你们一定不能让大灰狼进屋，否则他会把你们全都吃掉。这个坏蛋可能会装成我的样子，但你们只要听到他粗哑的声音，看到他黑黑的爪子，就能马上认出他。小山羊们齐声回答：
知道了，好妈妈，您不用担心。
山羊妈妈放心地走了。狡猾的大灰狼就藏在山羊家的附近。山羊妈妈出门后没多久，她就跑过去敲门。
好孩子们呐、开门呐、妈妈回来了，给你们带了好多好吃的东西。
小山羊们一听这粗哑的声音，立刻就知道是狼来了。他们大声回答：
妈妈的声音又细又好听，你的声音又粗又沙哑，你不是妈妈，你是大灰狼。
大灰狼跑到杂货店，买了一块可以使嗓音变细的土。他把土吃下去之后，又去敲山羊家的门。
亲爱的孩子们，快开门吧，妈妈给你们带好吃的来了。
这一回他的声音简直和山羊妈妈的一模一样啊，可是他搭在窗户上的黑爪子被小山羊们看见了，他们叫了起来：
妈妈没有你那样的黑爪子，你是大灰狼。
大灰狼气得龇牙咧嘴，他跑到面包师那儿骗来了一大块面团，又跑到磨坊主那儿抢来了一小袋面粉。他先把面团包在两只爪子上，又把爪子伸进面粉里蘸了蘸，这样一来，他的两只爪子都变得白白的了。这个坏蛋第三次来到了山羊家，他一边敲门一边用最温柔的声音说：
我最亲爱的孩子们呐、妈妈回来了，快把门打开吧。
把你的手伸过来，让我们看看。
小山羊说。大灰狼赶紧把涂得白白的爪子伸到了窗前。小山羊们看到爪子是白的，以为真的是妈妈回来了，就乖乖地打开了门。大灰狼冲了进来，小山羊们都惊慌失措地寻找躲藏的地方。第一只小山羊跳到了桌子底下，第二只钻到了地毯下面，第三只躲到了炉子里，第四只跑进了厨房，第五只藏到了柜子里，第六只挤在脸盆下，最小的那只爬进了中盒。大灰狼挨个地找出了前六只小山羊，毫不客气地把它们吞进了肚子里。只有藏在中盒里的那只小山羊没有被大灰狼发现，它藏得太隐蔽了。大灰狼吃得饱饱的，肚子挺得像小山那么高，于是他心满意足地离开山羊家，来到一棵大树下，找了个最舒服的位置躺下。不一会儿啊，就打起了呼噜。没过多久，山羊妈妈带着好吃的东西从森林里回来了。看见家门大开，他的心里咯噔一下，出了什么事儿啊？他急忙冲进了屋子，哎呀，桌子椅子东倒西歪，被子枕头掉在地上，鱼缸摔成了碎片，厨房里更是乱七八糟。山羊妈妈挨个地叫着小山羊的名字，可是没有听到他们任何回答。孩子们呢？我的孩子们都到哪儿去了呀？最后，当他叫到最小的孩子时，一个细细的声音回答道：
妈妈，是妈妈吗？我在中盒里。
山羊妈妈急忙打开中盒，终于找到了最小的那只小山羊。小山羊告诉妈妈： 哥哥姐姐们都被狡猾的大灰狼吃掉了。山羊妈妈非常难过，哭得伤心极了。山羊妈妈哭着走出了家门，她要找到吃掉孩子们的凶手。小山羊跟在妈妈的后面。当他们在大树下找到大灰狼时，这个坏蛋呼噜打得震天响，睡得正香呢。山羊妈妈仔细地打量着大灰狼，突然发现他那鼓得老高的肚子里有什么东西在动个不停。哎，难道被他吞进肚子里的小山羊们还活着吗？山羊妈妈让小山羊从家里拿来了剪刀和针线，然后用剪刀剪开了狼的肚子。刚剪完第一刀，就有一个小脑袋露了出来。咔嚓咔嚓，山羊妈妈飞快地剪下去，六只小山羊一只接一只地从狼肚子里蹦了出来，它们全都活着，而且一点儿都没有受伤。因为贪婪的大灰狼心太急了，是把它们整个吞下去的。山羊一家终于团聚了，小山羊们高兴地围着妈妈又蹦又跳。要不是怕吵醒大灰狼，他们早就唱起歌来了。小山羊们得救了，可是坏蛋还没有受到惩罚。山羊妈妈想出一条妙计，她对小山羊们说，快找些大石头来，趁着坏蛋还没醒，我们把石头装到他的肚子里。小山羊们飞快地搬来了很多大石头，拼命地往狼肚子里塞，直到再也塞不下去为止。接着，山羊妈妈迅速地将狼肚皮缝上了。大灰狼睡得太沉了，完全没有发觉自己肚子里的小山羊被换成了大石头。过了好一会儿，大灰狼终于睡醒了。他口渴得要命，想到井边去喝水。可是肚子里的石头太沉了，他费了好大的劲儿才勉强站起来。可他刚一迈步，肚子里的石头就咣当咣当的乱响。
是什么东西在响？是那六只小山羊吗？他们太难消化了，硬邦邦的，就像石头一样。哎呀，以后可不能一次吃这么多东西了。
大灰狼好不容易才走到井边，他急忙弯腰去喝水，可他肚子里的石头太重了，一不小心他就失去了平衡，一头栽进了井里，扑腾了两下就沉了下去。七只小山羊跑出来欢呼，
狼死啦，狼死啦，真是太棒啦。
他们高兴地和妈妈一起围着水井跳起了舞。从此以后啊，山羊妈妈出门时再也不用担心小山羊们的安全啦。本故事选自外语教学与研究出版社出版的《萤火虫世界经典童话双语绘本系列》。
The Wolf and the Seven Little Goats. Once upon a time, a mother goat and her seven kids lived in a house in the forest. One day, the mother goat had to go out and look for some food.You should watch out for the wolf, she told her kids. Do not let him in, or he will eat you all up. He may disguise himself, but you will know him at once by his rough voice and black paws. Don't worry, Mum, we'll take care of ourselves, the little goats replied. Soon after the mother goat had left, the wolf came and knocked on the door.
Dear kids, open the door, it's Mum. I have brought you some tasty food.
Hearing the rough voice, the little goats recognized the wolf. Your voice is rough, you're the wolf, they cried. The wolf bought some chalk and ate it to make his voice soft. Then he came back. Dear kids, open the door, Mum's here. This time his voice sounded the same as the mother goat's. But he had laid his black paws against the window. The little goat saw them and cried, "You have black paws! You're the wolf!" The wolf felt very angry. He ran to a baker and got some dough, and then he robbed a miller of some flour. He wrapped his paws with dough and then dipped them in the flour. Now his paws looked white. The wolf came for the third time. He knocked on the door.
"Dear kids, Mum's here. Open the door,"
he said in a soft voice.
"Show us your hands,"
the little goats said. When they saw the wolf's white paws, they believed he was their mum and opened the door. The wolf rushed in. The little goats were terrified and tried to hide. The first one hid under the table, the second under the carpet, the third in the stove, the fourth in the kitchen, the fifth in the cupboard, the sixth under the wash basin, and the youngest in the clock case. The wolf found six little goats and swallowed them. The youngest one in the clock case was the only little goat that the wolf did not find. The wolf was full and satisfied. He left the house, lay down under a tree, and fell asleep. Soon afterwards, the mother goat came back. Seeing the door wide open, she knew something was wrong. She ran into the house and saw nothing but a huge mess. The mother goat called her kids' names one after another, but no one answered. At last, when she called the youngest, a soft voice answered,
"Mum, is that you? I'm in the clock case."
The mother goat took the little goat out, and he told her that the wolf had come and eaten all the others. Hearing the words, the mother goat felt so sad. She cried bitterly. The mother goat decided to find the wolf. She walked out of the house with the youngest little goat. The wolf was snoring when they found him. Suddenly, the mother goat saw something moving in the wolf's tummy. "Are those my kids? Are they still alive?" the mother goat thought to herself. The mother goat asked the youngest little goat to fetch scissors, thread, and needles. She cut open the wolf's tummy with scissors. The six little goats jumped out one after another. They were all alive, without any injury at all. The goat family was reunited. They felt so happy, and the little goats leaped and jumped around their mother. The goats wanted to punish the wolf. The mother goat asked the little goats to get some big stones. They filled the wolf's tummy with stones, and the mother goat sewed it up again. The wolf was in such a deep sleep that he didn't know his tummy had been filled up with stones. When the wolf woke up, he felt very thirsty and went to the well for a drink. But with so many stones in his tummy, he could hardly stand up.
"I must have eaten too much," the wolf thought to himself.
The wolf stumbled to the well. He bent down to drink some water, but he lost his balance and fell into the well.
"The wolf is dead! Hooray!"
the seven little goats cried. From then on, the mother goat didn't have to worry about her kids anymore when she went out.